From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. The House Special Committee on Regulatory Oversight and Reform called on Columbia Public Schools and Catapult Learning for an inquiry last night into how they're using seclusion and restraint in their schools. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The House gave initial approval to a bill that would tighten restrictions on using seclusion and restraint in Missouri schools Wednesday morning. House Bill 1568 was widely supported by both parties. That night, Columbia Public Schools teacher Angela Jolly testified about the misuse of the seclusion and restraint rooms in the core focus program during the House hearing. CPS was not in attendance. CPS contracted with special education services company Catapult Learning before the 2019-2020 school year to run the focus program. Jolly said this year was the first year she saw students secluded and restrained in unfinished plywood boxes and a storage closet which she said had urine stains in them.
It was very hard for all of us. This is not the policies and procedures we were used to, so I wasn't up there all day to see or to hear, but lots of crying and begging to get out of the box. Kids were not prepared for that.
Special Committee on Regulatory Oversight and Reform Chair Ron Hicks said that he will be contacting CPS and Catapult for a second hearing.
That was Mawa Iqbal. Three bills in the Missouri House would increase penalties for firing celebratory gunshots in the limits of a municipality. Seth Bodine has more.
Lawmakers presented Blair's Law, named after an 11-year-old girl that was killed by a stray bullet during a 4th of July celebration. The bill is meant to prevent more deaths like Blair's from stray bullets by making firing a weapon with criminal negligence a felony instead of a misdemeanor. Representative Rory Rowland read a statement from Blair's mother during the hearing.
I believe that more people report the crime if the punishment was more severe. There were more than 20 people at a nearby pool. If only one of them had had the courage to call 911, Blair may still be alive.
Representatives Nick Schroer and Mark Sharp also presented similar bills, which will be consolidated into one. Several testified in support of the bills, and Schroer calls it a common-sense gun law. From Jefferson City, I'm Seth Bodine.
A new state bill would ask voters to approve a constitutional amendment that would make changes to the eligibility rules for Medicaid and other health insurance in Missouri. The bill would require able-bodied adults on Medicaid to meet work and community engagement requirements. These adults would have to do a combination of 80 hours of work, education, job search, child care, or volunteer services each month to qualify for coverage. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.